The South Bohemian city of České Budějovice has seen a large influx of foreigners this week, especially Americans of Czech heritage. The annual Congress of the Czechoslovak Society of Arts and Sciences underway in České Budějovice from June the 25th until July the 2nd. Linda Maštalíř has more.
The 23rd World Congress of the Czechoslovak Society of Arts and Science, better known as SVU in Czech, has gathered many of its faithful members for a week of presentations and discussions in South Bohemia. Based in Washington, D.C., the SVU attracts not only Czech and Slovak exiles to its ranks, but many Americans who claim Czech or Slovak ancestry. Jenny Blaha-Jones is one such member, and several generations after her Czech relatives immigrated to Virginia, she maintains a strong interest in her Czech heritage, and she explains whether this has brought her identity as an American into question.
No, but sometimes when I hear people say they're African American, or they're Italian American, or they're this, that, and the other, and I say, you know, we could go around and say we're Czech American. But you should say American first and then Czech, because you are living American, you are American citizen. So that should be the first word, you know, even though our roots are so strong, really, really strong. All my life I can only think in terms of Czech, you know, Czech roots and all.
What was your first time being here?
Well, I worked in Europe. I worked for the United States government, not a military, but civilian employee. And I was in Germany from 1982 to 1985. Then I went back to the United States for 4 years, and then I came to Italy from 1989 to 1993. So even from Italy, I went to Bratislava. I took a bus, you know. But from Germany, I went into Prague, too. So I've visited Czechoslovakia often, looking for my roots. And I was so frustrated. I opened the phone book in Prague, and I looked under Blaha, and it must have been 20 pages. So I asked the tour guide, I said, how come there's so many Blahas? And my last name is Jones. And she said, well, Blaha is like Jones. There are a lot of them. So that's why I was so amazed that we found the Blaha roots so good. Mm-hmm. You know, we really got that down really good. Now we're in the process of looking for the Vinch roots because only one brother left. You know, the rest of the family stayed. But we also want to know where they left from in Czechoslovakia. We think it's S-I-R-A, Syria, in the Pilsen area. And we're going to go out into the villages, try to find cemetery and people to talk to. But we're going to try to go out into the countryside and stumble around and try, you know, because sometimes you have great luck, you know.
Jenny Blaha-Jones has already traced one half of her family tree thoroughly, and she, like many other Americans of Czech ancestry, has a keen interest in genealogy. After a week of sessions, the SVU Congress in České Budějovice is wrapping up, and Richard Pavlásek of Austin, Texas, who gave a paper about 150 years since the Czechs came to Texas, is happy with this year's choice of venues.
Well, we especially picked České Budějovice because we know what a historic town it is, and it's very vital for many of the early settlers that lived around this area. They moved to Iowa. Many of them moved to Iowa in the United States. So this is very important that we be here, and we were invited to come to České Budějovice, and we're very happy that we did. Every place that we went and had our celebration, we were never disappointed. The love and the generosity of the people was excellent.